Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back at Dave and Buster's, the 6 o'clock hour. We've got our poker tournament starting up tonight. Fred Fowler is going to be playing. I am not. Not this week anyway. Maybe later on I'll get around to it. But Fred's playing tonight. He's got his table. If you can get out here, get yourself signed up. There's still a couple spots remaining before we, shuffle up and deal at around 7:15. You need to be signed up pretty quick, though, if you want to get one of these spots in this tournament. First, you just heard the recap of our first couple hours. I've got some Game of Thrones stuff, Fred, that you might be interested in. They announced the directors for season 7.
Yeah, I saw that.
Alan Taylor, who is a Sopranos vet.
Yeah.
He also did the Thor sequel called The Dark World. And then he did Terminator Genesis, which also had the Khaleesi in it. He is back on Game of Thrones he also did the scene where Ned Stark was executed. He has not done Game of Thrones since 2012, but he'll be back for this season. Jeremy Padeswa, who is a Canadian, one of your people.
No way. Not one of my people.
He's a Boardwalk Empire veteran.
Yeah.
He also did the season premiere this season, and also did the Jon Snow Resurrection episode.
Okay.
Mark Mylod has done 4 episodes of Thrones before. He is also a Shameless and Entourage vet. He did the Broken Man, the reintroduction of the Hound this year, and the Arya's chase sequence in No One.
It's kind of 3 of the most boring ones this year, if you ask me.
And Matt Shackman, who is going to be directing for the first time, he's best known for his work on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which is a comedy. So this is a little different for him. But he's also worked with Mad Men, CBS's The Good Wife, and FX's Fargo. So a few notable GOT veterans sitting out next year, including Miguel Sapochnik, who is the director of the Battle of the Bastards and the finale.
Yeah, and also
and David Hardhome. Nutter, who did the Red Wedding, is sitting out as well. So I expected to see more of those guys, but I kind of wish that they would have one guy work on all of it and kind of keep one guy's vision. But I've seen more and more this happening. Like they did it with Banshee a lot. They switched directors almost every week.
Yeah, Sapochnik did a couple Banshees, as I recall, too.
Yeah, do you like that?
You know what? As long as the showrunners are, it's their vision. I think with Thrones, there have been a few episodes that I wasn't crazy about that sort of stood away from some of the others in terms of, some of the cinematography and just some of the pacing seemed out of place. Including a couple done by one of the guys you mentioned on there. What it tells me is when they have big battle scenes, they have certain go-to guys, or where they have these incredible moments that are supposed to catch you off guard, they have these certain guys. I'm not seeing them on the list, which leads me to believe that season 6 is going to be a lot of setting up for the big explosions in season 7. Or season 8, excuse
yeah.
me, 7 and 8. But there'll be a lot more character development or whatever.
I don't need that anymore.
No, at this point, man.
I want action.
I think you could wrap it up in 3 episodes.
Yeah.
Khaleesi takes King's Landing, fights off the other Greyjoys, and then the whole team winds up and teams up with Jon Snow to fight the White Walkers. White Walkers win, end of story.
Yeah, I don't need any more character development.
Yeah.
And I also don't need any new characters added.
281 points out, the guy that directed No One has directed 4 episodes, and 3 out of the 4 are the worst rated on IMDb.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I would why would you bring that guy back?
I don't know.
Just kind of say, hey, man, thanks. Thanks for the memories. It's all good. Go do something else. 713-780-ESPN. What else did you have? You said you had a couple of things, Game of Thrones related.
Oh, that was all I had.
Oh, okay.
From Game of Thrones,
so you only had one thing.
I had one thing, yeah.
So the only negative about this place is the restroom's not close.
It's not close at all.
And there's wandering little bands of ruffians in here that...
Hooligans?
I wouldn't call them hooligans. I would say ruffians.
Okay.
That sometimes they block the hallway.
Are they wearing leather jackets? magic leather jackets.
No, they're carrying around a bunch of tickets.
And greased hair?
No.
Not that kind of rough.
They're not snapping their fingers and doing West Side Story either. But, yeah, I had to navigate several of them, which, anyway, there's some groups going down there or something. But we are Dave and Buster's on Richmond, 6010 Richmond Avenue. Get here before 7 and get signed up for a chance to play in the tournament completely free. Happy hour until 7 o'clock. Right now until 7 o'clock. So you got 54 more minutes of happy hour. If you want to get your half-price cocktails and beer and wine specials, you need to get your butt out here now. And check out Dave & Buster's 20-plus new games. So they got a bunch of new games, and they moved my little horse game to the corner and made it much smaller, but that thing did take up a lot of room.
I'm glad you found it.
Yeah, I was a little worried because next week when I come out here, I'm planning to come out for a couple hours beforehand and play my horse game.
Yeah.
You know, have some fun. But, yeah, so that's still here, so it's all good. Come on out. This is one on Richmond. And, again, if you want a spot, you just need to be here before 6:45 to check in. If you did not win a spot, the sooner you can get here and get signed up, the better. And I already see a bunch of people coming in to get signed up. So should be a fun tournament. Always is. And this is the first of the qualifiers. We have two more, I believe. Is that correct, John? I think there's two more.
Yes.
Okay. So if you can't make this one, or if you get here and choke tonight, you have two more chances.
Okay.
And also at 7 o'clock tonight, the HD show with Fred Davis and Henry Thomas. All right, since we're kind of off the beaten path here, are you a fan of Stephen Hawking?
He's a smart guy.
He is a smart guy. That movie about him was pretty disturbing. But he has... predicted once again how the human race is going to end.
Okay.
And really smart guy, right? So we should pay attention to everything he says, right?
Yeah. I mean, we should at least consider everything he says.
Yeah. Well, he this is a guy who uses machines to help him communicate and to stay alive, right? He's concerned with the direction that artificial intelligence is moving. Pointing the finger at governments around the world, Hawking said he believed they were engaged in an AI arms race, designing planes and weapons with intelligent technologies instead of channeling money towards projects directly beneficial to the human race, such as improved medical screening, which he said seems a somewhat lower priority. Once machines reach the critical stage of being able to evolve themselves, we cannot predict whether their goals will be the same as ours. Okay, really smart man. Respect his opinion. All he did was watch Terminator and just spout it to us. That's it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, machines are going to learn to think, and then they'll decide that they don't need us anymore. Okay, thanks, buddy. Yeah, saw that movie. Judgment Day, yep. It's inevitable. We get it. So, anyway, although I saw somewhere where one of those Teslas.
I saw that, too, those self-driving cars.
Yeah, was in a crash.
Yeah.
That's... Okay, so you know what? I'm going to say score one for the humans on that one.
Yeah.
Machines.
We're better at driving than machines.
Yeah, so.
Barely. Although.
Well, no, I don't know if I want to go there.
I mean, there's only been one self-driving car wreck. There's been countless person-driven car wrecks.
That's true. But, and you know what? It might have been the person's fault in the other vehicle.
Could be.
So, oh well. Looks like we've got a little CFL action about to start here. So,
your day is complete.
Ottawa.
But, Ottawa and Saskatchewan, is that who's playing?
No, I think it's Ottawa and Montreal.
Oh, Montreal.
Yeah.
Montreal. Yeah. You've got to have a different accent for this Canadian team.
I can't do French, but it is funny.
That's fine. I will gladly do this one.
That's the only thing I hate about flying Air
Play
Canada.
Play the silly football game. It's fine.
Yeah, well, I did like the under on this one. And first play is a loss of 2 yards.
Oh, there you go. It's a lock.
It's a lock.
You can move on this game as if it's already been played.
Yeah. But that's one of the things. Whenever I fly Air Canada, they have to do everything in English and French. And it's so freaking annoying because it's annoying enough. And for those of you who work as flight attendants, I apologize in advance. But I know you have to read that stuff. But it's annoying enough to have to listen to you guys go through all the things you have to go through. Plus, they throw in all this custom stuff when you're crossing the border. And then they stop, and you start watching your movie again. And then 10 seconds later, you hear the whole thing over again in French.
Yeah.
S'il vous plaît. I'm like, stop. Anyway. Actually, I think I'm flying Delta this time. so I'm not even doing Air Canada. I haven't had a bad experience on Delta in a while, but probably because I haven't flown them in a while.
Yeah. I don't remember the last time you complained about them. Usually I keep track of your complaints.
Yeah.
But you've been good so far lately, well, at least lately. About
I shouldn't
them.
Have anything to complain about here because I forked over the extra money to fly first class. So
that's true.
There should not be anybody. I should not have any leaners. I should be getting free alcohol and a warm towel and getting off and on the plane before everybody else.
Yeah.
So anything that happens there is on me.
That's true. I hope someone jumps out in front of you.
Yeah, that would be hilarious. Although, honestly, the one, like, I'm going through Minneapolis, and that's a big plane, so, I mean, I'm not too worried about that one, but the ones from Minneapolis to Saskatchewan are tiny. I didn't even know they had first class. So, I'm kind of worried about that one.
Now you know.
Yeah. Oh, well, King of the North, that self-driving car was probably assembled by a woman. You said it, sir. You said it.
Yeah.
That's not good. All right. Okay. We got a lot more to get to. I got some more sports stuff. I got some more non-sports stuff. We got some more Rio stuff.
We got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
we got Hoffman on Hollywood later in the program.
Yeah, which very much looking forward to. And we got poker going on out here at Dave & Buster's on Richmond. And if you're just in your car and you want to play, get on over here, get signed up. If you get signed up now, you'll get in. Doesn't matter if you won a spot or not. If you did win a spot, you need to be heading this way right now because you need to be checked in before 6:45 or we're going to kick you out and put a shame bell on you.
All right, guys, did you know that most carpet cleaning companies will actually leave your floors dirtier than they found them? Not the case with dirt-free carpet cleaning. Other companies leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not the case with Dirt Free. Call Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. 281 Dirt Free. They use powerful engines to create high pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are fresh and deep cleaned without soap or unhealthy dirt attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call Dirt Free Carpet right now. 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard about it right here on ESPN 97.5. They'll do three rooms of carpet for just $99.95 and throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. It's 281 Dirt Free, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Dave & Buster's on Richmond, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. You're a disgusting human being, you know that?
I'm just trying to show you what's going on in the world, Fred.
Yeah, yeah. So this Ottawa-Montreal game is, there's a backup quarterback for Ottawa, which is why I went with the under. And last year, Montreal under was like 65% of the time, too. So
solid.
So that's why I did that. I mean, I didn't do it. I should have. But and then Toronto-Saskatchewan's the second game, which I will get in home in time to watch, I think. But
if not, apparently they'll have it on here.
Yeah, which would be cool. And
because you're going to be winning this tournament tonight. I got a feeling.
You know what?
You're going to win the whole damn thing.
I can't even be here for the final, even if I did win, which
that's
I can't
true.
Win anything anyway. No, I purposefully got a table of all blitzers.
And that's not true because last year, or maybe it was 2 years ago, I qualified and I played on the final day and I made it to the final table. I think I got like fifth or sixth place. And Dave & Buster's gave out gift cards to everyone who made the final table.
Why didn't you tell me that?
And I got like a $50 gift card from Dave & Buster's.
Damn, you know how long I can play that horse
game? Your horse game, yeah. That's what I'm telling you.
$50?
I'm just telling you.
I could probably play for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I did not know that. Well, I can't be here. I'll be out of town anyway for the finals. So the next one. No, I'm going to play serious for an hour and a half.
Okay.
I'm going to play really hard for an hour and a half. And if I'm still alive at that point, then I'm probably going to just play stupid because I'm only going to play for 2 hours anyway.
Okay.
So I'd like to spread my chips evenly around the the table since it's all blitzers. Or, you know, part of me kind of wants to take out some of my friends, too, though.
Yeah.
Just the friends, you know, just because.
You like to send a couple guys back.
I'm a dickweed like that.
Yeah.
You know? And then what will happen is if I get a bunch of chips, then the pride kicks in, and it's like, yeah, I'm crushing you all. Yeah, yeah.
Call your wife. I'm going to be late, honey.
She won't care. She'll be watching her Rough Riders. So.
I like that. I like to win. That's what I care about.
Yeah, it's just I like to win when I can actually win something.
But if it starts taking too long, I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm out of here.
Well, and that's the thing that we kind of run into in Vegas sometimes is as much as we like doing those tournaments. If it starts taking too long, I get bored.
Yeah.
Most of the ones we play don't, which is good. But, man, I haven't played a two-day tournament or anything like that in a long time. I'm not sure I could right now.
Yeah. The good thing is if it in Vegas, if you're getting to the point in the tournament where you're like, oh, this tournament is too long,
that's
a good thing.
Yeah,
you're making some money.
Unless you were me on the last trip when you were bubbling every single freaking
time.
That'll
make it feel like it's really long.
But, yeah, I'm not I'm just – I guess the older I get, the less I like sitting at a table for a long time. And – It's yeah. That's
start
why
bringing your wheelchair.
Yeah, bite me. Oh, no, I need a rascal is what I need. No, I it's kind of why I've gotten to where I like cash more, where I can sit there and
you feel like getting up, you can get up.
Yeah, when I want to take a walk or something, and if I had enough, I just leave. You know, getting to a tournament, you're committed to it. You know, you're committed to playing the whole thing theoretically. The mom wants to know if you guys are going to reveal the fill-ins for me for 2 weeks.
We'll get them to you early next week, I guess.
Yeah, we got a whole week on that. It's kind of like the guy asking for UFC 200 predictions. We got a whole week.
Yeah
I still have 4 more shows after this one.
Yeah, you're good.
So
we got some time.
Yeah.
Four more?
No, 5 more shows. Yeah, it's 5.
Okay.
Because we only have 4 next week, and I got 1 tomorrow.
Okay.
So, yeah, the countdown is 6 today. I was off by 1. Damn, it seems so long. No, I'm having fun right now. I'm not short timing it.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm having
fun. You can't short time when you got over a week of shows.
Yeah, no kidding. It's way too early. It's next Friday.
Yeah.
When I bring alcohol in here and stuff, and I'll be like, dude, I'm so out of here.
Yeah.
That'll be different. But this was one of those stories that I had on the gym of the day list early in the week, and then something else happened that I like better. But this is one of those things where you think you do the right thing, you think you're being safe, but a woman was afraid of her ex-boyfriend. So she installed a security system. They'd been dating for 2 years. It was unhealthy, which if you guys fight a lot and it never gets physical, you should break up.
Yeah.
Both of you. But apparently the police had come there a couple times to reports of domestic violence, another reason you should just break up. But Tony Joe Gunter, 52 years old, had a lengthy criminal record. When she found that out after the domestic abuse and everything else, she cut him loose. He did not take this lightly. He allegedly responded with, "I will kill you, you stupid C-word."
Oh, use the C-word. That seems uncalled for.
No. Yeah, well, anyway, they broke up, but he refused to leave her alone. She filed a restraining order. He violated it 3 times. And if this sounds like the beginning of
not healthy.
If this sounds like the beginning of a horror movie, it kind of is. In 3 instances, she came home to find signs of a forced entry. This is a 52-year-old man, too, by the way. It's kind of embarrassing. So she got new locks. Finally, she called ADT Security and got a home security system. As the technician finished it up, she went into her bedroom to grab her cell phone. The phone was gone. And she looked under her bed, and there were a pair of feet poking out.
Oh, my.
Dude was hiding under her bed.
You got to be kidding me.
As they were putting in the security system, the woman drew a gun, shot him in the left foot, and told the ADT installer to dial the police. So
this guy's in jail now, I hope.
Yeah. He admitted to breaking into the house and stole the phone to prevent her from calling for help. He was arrested and charged with
what's he gonna do? I mean, is he gonna kill her? I guess, is that his plan?
Well, he said, "I will kill you, you stupid C-word."
So he's serious about it.
That's what he said,
man.
So
I wonder what the charge is there. I mean, is that attempted
aggravated burglary, as well as lesser charges for violations of the restraining order and stalking?
Man.
He recovered from his non-life-threatening shooting wounds at the hospital, is now being held on a $165,000 bond.
What do you think that charge gets you, like, as far as time?
Aggravated burglary?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds pretty serious.
It does.
Did he have, I mean, I assume aggravated means he must have had a weapon.
Yeah, that's what I assume, too. So I'm not sure what it would be, but I'm going to guess 2 to 5.
Okay.
Minimum.
That seems fair.
That might be a little light because you know what's going to happen when that dude gets out. He's going to drop the C word on her again.
I think 5 is the way to go.
Yeah. We'll go 5 to 7. How's that sound?
Okay.
I'm sure our lawyer friends out there can text us the real answer as to what it is. But anyway, that was one of those gym of the days that I never got to. So.
That's scary stuff.
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't have any stalkers.
How do you know you don't?
I don't.
They could be really good.
No way. No one's that good. I check under the bed every night before I go to bed. Every night.
Well, my bed is the way it's set up. There's nothing under it, so no one can crawl under my bed. It's very smart.
That's true.
But
they're in your bathroom or your closet.
Yeah, they could be in there.
Yeah.
But don't give this guy ideas. I mean, he's leaving in a week.
He's definitely going to kill you before
he
goes.
No, let's just wish him luck with his new job. Let him go. And, you know, don't be giving him ideas.
Okay. Sorry.
Especially if he comes in here like next week and he shaved his face and everything. He's all clean shaven.
That would creep you out more?
You'd be scared to death at that point. All of us would.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. So, anyway. Apparently, Colin Cowherd did a thing earlier this week where he said Max Kellerman is going to be on First Take. It's a done deal, which I kind of suspected. I think Max will be good on that show. I don't know that.
I feel bad for him.
I do, too.
I wouldn't want to deal with that.
Well, but you know what? That's a big money gig. It's if you're in TV, that's got to be your goal. But apparently, says Michelle Beadle is not happy.
Oh, she wanted that job?
No,
she doesn't like Max Kellerman because he hit his wife for like 20 years ago?
No, he's leaving the show because he replaced Cowherd, I guess, on the show with Beadle.
Okay.
According to Cowherd. So she's upset that Beadle likes Kellerman, says that's not going to play well for Beadle. She'll be upset. These blogs don't know what's going on. This stuff's all done. It's already a done deal.
So she doesn't want Kellerman to leave.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's going to be mad.
Which cares?
You know what?
She sounds like Michelle Beadle.
She sounds like such a high maintenance little. You know what?
I want nothing to do with her.
No, I would. I'd never want to work with that chick.
If I had to choose between working with Michelle Beadle and Stephen A. Smith, though, that'd be tough.
You know what?
Who do you got to deal with? Who are you going to go sit with for 3 hours every day?
Oof. I'll take Stephen A.
It's tough
because at least I know what his shtick is.
That's true,
and I could jack with him a little bit every time he had a point about something, I would just change the subject on him and just jack with him in little ways. It'd be fun for me.
Going back to our last story, High Weston says up to 20 years. Don't ask me how I know.
Okay. Wow.
What do we got here, Jong?
Okay. That was my fault because I didn't hear Jong.
I didn't either.
Hey, have we been cutting out, apparently?
This Canadian Football League game is at a thrilling 1-0 pace.
I'm telling you, under.
My favorite football games are 1-0 at some point. Just kidding.
No, they're a lot of fun to watch. I know it's I haven't studied much yet because I've been really busy and I like going in knowing, you know, looking at all, and so everybody keeps asking. I will by next week. Well, of course, then I'll be gone, so it's not going to do you any good.
True. But
by next week's games, before I leave, I'll have a few real plays that I'll do myself. But I just don't have a good enough feel right now. I've been too busy with other stuff, and sorry. And plus, I'm not really sure I want to give out picks anymore, which we've also been through.
All right.
But, yeah, we'll see. All right, let's I'm just baffled that somebody would think that I wasn't doing it anymore because bookies were threatening me.
Oh, please.
Over horse racing, which it's parimutuel. There are no bookies. Goodness gracious. You guys come up with so many conspiracy theories that make no sense. Not doing it because it's a pain in the ass. I've been doing it for 25 years. I've never even been married to one person for that long.
You'll get back into it.
I don't know, man.
I'm almost certain.
We'll see. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Got to tell you about my good friends at Houston Can Academies, and I'm always into this because terrific, terrific school that they have. And what they do is take in at-risk kids, kids who have dropped out of other schools, and they give them a second chance. They work around their schedules. They find ways to help them succeed. And so many of them take advantage of it. So many of them do, and they go on and do great things. And you can help. And it's real simple. All you have to do is donate a vehicle you're not using anymore. It doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter what kind of vehicle it is. Car, truck, you know, motorcycle. Heck, they'll even take a boat. Any of those things. All you have to do, just give them a call. Donate it. Here's what's going to happen. Your donation is tax deductible. They're going to come tow it absolutely free of charge. And they're going to fill out all the paperwork. It doesn't matter where you are. You could be in Lake Charles. You could be in Beaumont. Be in Vider. Doesn't matter where you are. They're going to come tow it free of charge. You get a tax donation. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you get Astros tickets. Give them a call right now. Houston Can Academy, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
You only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none. Too late to grab them. Cause I'm a fool. Thought I wouldn't have that done. Fooled you. What you call an infinite brawl. Eternal souls clashing. War gets deep. Some beef is everlasting. Complete with thick scars. Brothers.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Well, oh, we're back. Okay,
oh,
great.
Hey, John.
Hey, nice to hear you. How long were we out?
Probably like 10 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah, we didn't miss anything important.
I was just about to start cussing, too, cussing about you and the station and everything else.
And you know what? That's why I'm glad I don't do it, because every time I think about it is right when we come back.
Yeah.
Right when I'm about to drop a mother. Can we not
Son
get this?
A...
Mother.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Anyway. Luke says that Serial podcast is really great regarding his case. Are we or are we not?
No, we're back.
Who knows?
Let's go to break, and let's end this madness as soon as possible.
Yeah, before we have to punch Fletcher. It's his last, it's his last week here. We don't want to have to kill him his last week. All right. Quick break, I hope. Who knows? We might be back. You'll have to stay tuned to find out. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Window World Houston, home of the energy efficient replacement window. Listen, if you've got a leaky window, you've got old windows in your house, there's a lot of money floating out of them every day. And you multiply that by every window in your house, that's a ton of dough you're letting get out your window. That's where Window World comes in. They've got premium quality, double hung, double pane windows that reduce that leaking dramatically. So you're going to save energy, which means you're going to save money, which means your windows are going to pay for themselves. They also have an insulating feature that soundproofs your home. You can sleep in on the weekends. You got double security locks on all windows. They've got a lifetime warranty that comes with every window, including glass breakage. So if a window accidentally gets broken, they'll come out and replace it for free. They guarantee the best quality at the best price to replace your old leaky windows with energy efficient double pane windows. There's an easy way to check it out. Get a free estimate in your home. Give them a call, 713-439-1172, or go to windowworldhouston.com. The doors and siding are also available. That's Window World, simply the best for less.
And we are back on the Blitz. Surprisingly, we're back. I didn't like our chances there for
a
second
either,
because this was not going well, but apparently we're here. And Jay says, never know when you're going to be cut off for silence. Kudos to you guys for never losing your minds. By the way, it's 2-1 Montreal now.
God. Thrilling matchup.
Actually, I've only gone nuts once, and There's nothing you can do about it. I shouldn't have, so I try not to. We'll just make jokes about it.
I don't even want to talk about it.
All right, let's do Hopping on Hollywood. Yeah, Nick Young's baby mama is not ashamed that she is the other woman in his relationship with Iggy Azalea. She's already sold her story, apparently. Kiana Green is pregnant again with Nick's kid, if you believe some stories that have been posted. It's unclear if she's one of the women going in and out of the house that Nicki and Iggy were sharing, because Iggy caught him on video with a chick. But apparently she will talk about it for a price. She hired a lawyer to shop her story, and someone apparently has already bid. Any media outlet interested in getting Green's story gets this back from her lawyer. Due to an exclusive deal with another media outlet, Kiana and I cannot comment on the validity of the allegations. So it looks like the story will be out soon on Nick Young and his cheating ways. Paul Simon. Are you a Paul Simon fan?
Nah.
He's ready to give up playing music. 61 years old. A lot of these guys are doing their big tours at this point.
Yeah.
He's having a hard time, though. He says that showbiz doesn't interest him anymore. He says that fame has been toxic. He yearns to explore questions of spirituality and neuroscience. He's 71 years old. He's been doing music for 61 years.
Yeah.
He says he needs 15 hours of sleep a day to be sharp.
Jeez.
The other day he was performing in Philadelphia. He looked out over the stage and was surprised to see four mountains on the horizon, because he's in Philadelphia. He put on his glasses. He realized they were actually big white tents. He says his voice has held up longer than he could have ever expected, but he needs a lot of days of rest. He's just not with it anymore. So it looks like Paul Simon may be hanging it up. Chris Cuomo, CNN anchor, was drinking at a party hosted by his wife hours before he crashed his 1969 Pontiac while drag racing.
Oh, God.
He lost control and crashed into a parked Mercedes, which belonged to one of his friends, during a bizarre incident over Memorial Day weekend. His friends have since insisted the anchor was only goofing around and had never actually raced his convertible. However, today published photographs that appear to show the 45-year-old side-by-side with another convertible, sitting behind a woman with her arms outstretched as if starting a race. So it looks like he's going to be in a little bit of trouble. And finally, Bryan Cranston, good news. He would say yes to appearing as Walter White in Better Call Saul if the creators asked. He said, I would do whatever they want because I know how careful they are and proprietary they are with those characters and storylines. It wouldn't be something like, oh, this isn't the kind of stunt casting type of thing, he told Rich Eisen this week. Cranston admits that he owes so much to Gilligan for giving him the role. Didn't bite on the question of whether he would want to portray Walter White because he didn't want to get into the production background of the show. He's just a huge fan of the series and is debating whether or not he should direct an episode, which is currently an option for him. I'd be excited to see Walt back.
I'm not sure how you'd make that work, especially where he is in the storyline. He's not even Saul yet.
Better Call Saul, it says here in this story, and I hope this is wrong. Better Call Saul returns for its third season in the winter of 2017.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah.
It's summer of 2016 now.
As I recall, I think it was a January-February show, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. When they say it like that, like when I think of winter 2017, I think of like Christmas next year.
Yeah, no.
Like, you know, okay.
Just, yeah. Okay. It's about when it usually airs.
They should just say after the new year. They shouldn't say winter 2017. I don't like the way that sounds.
I see. I thought you were going to say returns for its third and final season.
That was
going to piss me off.
Not yet. And that's Hoffman on Hollywood, guys.
All right. So, what TV shows are you on now?
I've been watching lately. I've been watching that Outlander with my wife. I don't have any shows that I like get excited. Oh, that's not true. I still watch what's that show? The train show.
Oh, Hell on Wheels.
Hell on Wheels.
I haven't been. You know what? I would probably eject if it weren't the last season.
Yeah, it's not been overly impressive.
But
I don't know. Yeah, I'm in a show hole, Fred.
Mr. Robot.
Okay.
Comes back in July. Binge watch that thing. That show is just freaking bizarre.
Well, good luck playing poker tonight, my friend.
I think I want bad luck because...
Bad luck tonight, my friend.
Thank you. And by the way, somebody finally scored a touchdown in this game, so it's 8-2. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, Jong Lee, I think, although I don't know.
I got a haul ass to coach some 10-year-old baseball.
Enjoy it. Fletcher, good job. We'll miss you. Don't kill us. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 96. 7, 5.